Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up.
Hi, today we're going to be talking about a quarter-life crisis. What is a quarter-life crisis? A quarter-life crisis is a period of anxiety and questioning that typically occurs in a person's 20s and early 30s. It's a time of uncertainty about your choices in life, your direction in life, and it can often involve a tremendous amount of feelings.
So it's when doubts about what your career path and choice start popping up, your relationship questioning, and your life goals are all a part of a quarter-life crisis. It leads to increased anxiety, stress, and worry about the future. Disillusionment, you start feeling like life isn't turning out like the grand goals and dreams you had in your late teens. You start questioning yourself, so there's serious self-doubt enters the picture. And here are some of the key aspects of a quarter-life crisis. And I had to look this up. I had never heard the term before, so I looked it up and found out it's a bona fide term that was coined by a psychologist, I want to say, in a book written in 2001. It's often triggered by major life transitions. When you think about your quarter life and about where you are, you're graduating college or grad school, you're starting in a career, things are starting to get real. It's you've gotten out of the, I'll use air quotes here, you're getting out of the fantasy world of college and living under your parents' wing. So you're stepping out on your own and it's stressful. You're navigating significant changes in relationships. It's normally the time in your life where relationships are starting to take a turn towards a more serious nature.
It involves a reassessment of your personal values and priorities. It can lead to feelings of being stuck or unfulfilled. You're not happy with the choices you've made so far, or you're dreading that you're stuck in the choices you've made. It's a very common experience, and it's really a period of soul searching and self-questioning as young adults have a hard time grappling with the realities of adulthood.
And in my research of what exactly it was, just to get more of a definition, there were some notes that it was depicted in films as early as 1967 in the film The Graduate. It shows, and I know that's an old film, so many young adults haven't seen it, but that shows a young man struggling with what to do after college. But the term, again, was familiarized in a book called Quarter Life Crisis, The Unique Challenges of Life in Your 20s, written by Alexandria Robbins. More and more people have become aware of it, and you do see it popping up in social media feeds and people being concerned about it. And it does give you a word to put to a common challenge that a lot of young adults have and a time that we all go through.
Right. And it's definitely become more prevalent in popular culture. Especially in discussions about mental health. People are feeling lost. They're feeling that they're unfulfilled. It also, with the rise of social media, you're comparing yourself to everyone, which is really putting a stress on you. You can't truly compare your life to anyone else's. It's your life.
It's a normal part of life. As we look further into it for the show notes and as we reflect on our own growing up, a quarter-life crisis is an absolutely normal part of your life experience. It's a time of great uncertainty. We were going through getting married, buying our first house, changing careers.
What can we do to avoid a quarter-life crisis? When it's the normal part of life to experience periods of uncertainty, there are steps you can take to maybe lessen the intensity of the potential quarter-life crisis. So we're going to give you a breakdown of some strategies that might help you.
First is cultivate self-awareness. You want to reflect on your values. What matters to you? Understanding who you are at your core and your core values can help provide a compass for decision-making, not only through a quarter-life crisis, but through all of your life. So your core values are something you should reflect on, write down, journal. Journaling regularly, writing down your thoughts and feelings, can help you identify patterns, help you gain some clarity. And I use my journaling just sometimes as a mind dump to explore your interests, engage in activities that spark your curiosity and passion. Just because you went down one road doesn't mean you have to be stuck on that road. You may find interests and passions in other areas that you may want to follow.
Manage your expectations. Challenge societal pressures. Recognize that social media often presents an idealized version of reality. Avoid comparing your life to someone else's and embrace uncertainty. Understand that life is not a linear path. Be open to change and unexpected opportunities. Let go of your shoulds. Realize the pressure of adhering to rigid timelines or expectations is going to hurt you. It's going to make you more anxious, and it's going to make life choices harder. There's not shoulds. There are very few shoulds in life. There's a lot of woulds. There's a lot of coulds. No one, except maybe someone that's setting expectations for you, especially yourself, are going to put the pressures of shoulds on you more than you do.
But before just discarding shoulds, make sure you examine them. Are you discarding a should that should be reclassified as a must? For example, personal fitness or eating right. Many of us say we should do it and we'll start Monday. Those are some of the things that can help you through this by making the right choices and reclassifying those as musts. This can be a period of reinvention in your life. So you want to build a strong support system, connect with others. And that doesn't mean necessarily you're going to go connect with the people at the bar. You want to find meaningful relationships with friends, family, and mentors. Professional groups are a good place to go for this. Social groups that have activities like hiking and follow your interest groups are good groups for this.
Right. Hobbies and activities you have. There are tons of people that are doing these things too. So go out and meet some people.
You may need to seek some professional guidance or maybe even a therapist or counselor at this time of your life going through this to help you see. Sometimes we're so close to problems, we can't see our own way out, and we need an objective set of eyes to give us that. Find your community. Use the internet. There's tons and tons of, there's communities for everything out there, and interactive communities where you can chat with people who share your interest, your profession, and friendships can grow from there.
Take proactive steps. Set realistic goals. Break down larger goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Prioritize your self-care. So engage in activities that promote physical and mental well-being, such as exercise, mindfulness, healthy eating. Take care of yourself. Take a shower. Take a long bath. Take some downtime. And embrace lifelong learning. Continuously expanding your knowledge and skills through learning, education, travel, new experiences, all help you get through your quarter-life crisis.
Reframe your perspective. View challenges as opportunities. This is one of my favorite things to do, to find the thing I can be grateful for or the learning opportunity in all the challenges, or air quotes again, problems that end up crossing my path. Practice gratitude. First thing I do every morning, I come up with 3 to 5 things I'm grateful for. And when I'm going throughout the day, even when it's a not great day or really bad day, I look for the things in it where I could be learning something or the things I could be grateful for. And embrace change. Life is change. It's a constant process of change. And the more comfortable you can get embracing those changes, the easier things are.
When you think about change, just realize in our lifetime, when we were kids, people had 8-tracks. It was like a big disc thing that you put into your car to play music. When that was over, we got cassettes. When cassettes were outdated, we got CDs. And when CDs crapped out and that was the end of it, now we have MP3s and downloading music and everything's online. So in our lifetime, we've seen a tremendous amount of change, not life-changing events, but life changes.
We even had AOL mail.
We did. Our internet used to actually ring and dial up.
We would hear it. And then it would say, you've got mail.
By actively engaging some of these strategies, you can help yourself build resilience and navigate the challenges of young adulthood with greater confidence and clarity.
So how can you start pulling out of a quarter-life crisis? You're listening to your favorite podcast, what happens to be the Adulting Podcast, and you realize, oh my God, I'm in a quarter-life crisis. What can I do? Well, the first and most important thing you can do is acknowledge and accept your feelings. You can go, oh, all right, well, now I got a name for my pain. And it's okay. Validate your emotions. Recognize that what you're feeling is normal. You don't want to try to suppress or compartmentalize any of it. Just understand that it's normal. And practice some self-compassion. This is one of the things I tell almost everyone I talk to when I'm talking to young adults. Take a breath. Life's been tough. You've been through a lot the last few years, whether it be COVID or college or job changes or all the above. Life's been tough, so give yourself some grace. It's a time of transition, and it's okay not to have all the answers. I'm 53, still trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I grow up.
Focus on self-discovery. So reflect on your values and priorities. What truly matters to you? What kind of life do you want to create? Sometimes, as I've heard by maybe my co-host, you should look at the life you want and reverse order it. Figure out what it's going to take to get where you want to be. Explore your interests. Reconnect with some old hobbies. Try some new ones. They can help rediscover your passions or reignite a passion you had in the past.
And journaling. Write down your thoughts. We talked about already. Feelings and goals. I keep a gratitude journal that I do in the morning. And at night, I call it my mind dump reflective journaling. I list my wins, my losses, and basically any other just mental minutia that's rattling around so I get out of my head and sleep better.
And remember, take action. Even small steps will help you move forward out of your quarter life crisis. Set achievable goals. Break down your large goals into smaller ones, more manageable tasks. It can help you build momentum. Experiment with new experiences. Step outside your comfort zone, try new activities, meet new people, explore new places. Just get somewhere that's going to clear your head, change your mindset, and help you move forward. Focus on what you can control. Rather than dwelling on uncertainties, focus on taking action in the areas you have control of. As Paul likes to say, my three-foot world, which means you can only control you. You control your emotions, your reactions, and what you do.
When it comes to small actions or any actions, remember, small, consistent actions done regularly will result in giant, huge, terrific results. Sometimes those results are coming so slow you can't see them, but keep doing them. If you know you're on the right track, keep ticking away. You'll get where you're going. And when you turn around after a year, 6 months, you're not going to believe the progress you made. Reframe your perspective. It's very important. And I try to talk to everyone I know about this, that like when you're having a bad day, one of the first things you need to do is recognize you're having a bad day and reframe. You want to reframe, reset, and reengage. Embrace the uncertainty. We already talked. Life is not linear. It's a process of change. Life is change. Focus on growth. It's a period of your life where the opportunities are nearly endless for personal growth and self-discovery. You still have the energy of youth with the wisdom of growing a little bit older and the life lessons and experiences. And practice gratitude. Every day, practice gratitude. It helps reset your mindset to get you into a growth mentality. So some key takeaways are quarter-life crisis is absolutely normal part of life. Self-reflection, action, and support are crucial for navigating this phase, and it's okay to not have all the answers.
By implementing some strategies, you can navigate your quarter-life crisis and emerge with greater clarity, confidence, and purpose. So what can we do to prevent a quarter-life crisis? Well, we've talked a lot about what you can do to avoid it or what you can do to pull yourself out of it, and these are probably some preventative measures you can take that are going to help you get through your quarter life crisis.
Building a strong foundation of self-knowledge. If you clarify your values and reflect on what they are, you need to write these down. Your values are not a living document. They're not just something you say once and that's it. You put them away. Your values underscore the foundation of who you are. They're your core values, and they provide a compass for your decisions and your direction in life. Identify your strengths and passions. Explore activities that ignite your interest. Sometimes those activities aren't related to your work. Sometimes work is just to pay the bills, and it's a necessary evil of adulthood. Your passions may be something outside of work. I wish and hope for you that the two intertwine like mine did for my fire career. I encourage you to keep looking that way, because if you can do that, you'll feel like you never worked a day in your life. But sometimes the reality is that work is work and your passions lie elsewhere.
Embrace the challenges as opportunities for learning and development. Remember that anything that doesn't break you makes you stronger. Anything that you can learn from makes you a better person, makes you more resilient. There are challenges every day in life, no matter what they are to you, no matter how important or how small, they're all challenges that you can learn from.
And that's key to developing a growth mindset. I want to say that again. Develop a growth mindset. It is absolutely critical to you as a person and to your future that you have a growth mindset with an inner center control.
Right. And it forms resilience. And resilience is a key skill to getting through the everyday challenges of life. If you're resilient, you can see the good that comes out of an event or the learning that comes from a tragedy, something that's going to help your mind essentially become elastic and get you back to where you need to be.
Cultivate realistic expectations. And that's, you want to differentiate between social media and reality. The curated reality that is presented to all of us in social media, no matter what the medium is unbelievable. We think people are living a world on unicorn farms and living in cotton candy homes and everything that we could dream of they're possibly doing every day. But the reality is they're not showing you the other 80 or 90% of their time. So understand, social media often presents an idealized version of life. So try to avoid making comparisons unless you're factoring in that that's a teeny portion of that person's life. Accept uncertainty. Life is change. It's not linear. It's got to be adaptable and open to unexpected changes. And some of those unexpected changes are sent along by fate, by God, by whatever you call it. Pay attention to those, because those are the forks in life where you may be intersecting your job, your passion. It could be a nudge in a direction. So pay attention to that.
Resist societal pressure. Don't feel pressure to adhere to rigid timelines or expectations, essentially meaning if Susie's getting married and you don't have a serious relationship and you're both the same age, it doesn't matter. That's where she is in her life. This is where you are in your life. If you're still in the same job you started, but you're unhappy and someone else has been promoted 6 times in their career, that's their career path. You need to find yours. Don't feel pressure to keep up with the Joneses.
Proactive planning and action. I love planning and action.
You are a planner.
I am. Set meaningful goals, and we could do whole workshops and classes on how to do that, but you want to establish goals that align with your values. Remember, kids, I said values before, and you want to write those down, and aspirations. Break them down into manageable steps. That's very important. I watch a lot of young adults have a problem with that. They have a goal to
be a black belt.
Sure. And then they suddenly on day one want to be a black belt and they're ready to quit because they can't be. Prioritize lifelong continuous learning. It helps expand your knowledge and skills and helps keep you current. No matter what the field is, things are changing. Like I say, life is change. Whether it was the fire service and construction, whether it was fire attack techniques, or in my current world where I'm an IT guy, all of it changes every day and you need to embrace that. One tip I'll give you is that you should listen to podcasts like the Idulting Podcast, the shameless plug for us, and other audiobooks like what we belong to Audible, and I use the public library shamelessly for audiobooks while I'm in the car and while I'm working out. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. And that's practicing stress management techniques such as mindfulness, exercise, and healthy eating. Don't do like I did. And my coping mechanism for many years was I would just hang out on the weekends and drink too many beers until eventually I had a problem with that. So you want to make sure they're healthy coping mechanisms. Build a strong support network, which nurtures strong relationships with friends, family, and mentors. And do not be afraid to ask for a mentor in the workplace and meet with that person, because a mentor, not necessarily a supervisor, is able to tell you, this is kind of where you are, youngin, and you need to move in this direction.
Foster a sense of purpose. Engage in meaningful activities. Find activities that provide a sense of purpose and fulfillment, such as volunteering or pursuing hobbies. Trust me, if you truly feel good about something you could do for someone else, that's a meaningful activity. That's a sense of purpose. You have a reason to be doing it. You're helping others and you're making their life better. Practice gratitude. We say this all the time, but be grateful. And you may be stuck and you may be in a position where you feel like everything's miserable. If I don't have the things I want, you should be grateful. Be grateful you got up today. Be grateful you took a deep breath. Be grateful that the sun is going to shine. Be grateful. Show gratitude. Appreciate the things that are good in your life that are surrounding you every day.
A couple key ways to prevent a quarter life crisis is to build self-awareness early on. I would like to be able to go in a time machine back to when my family and my children were younger and I was younger and build in these healthy habits now. There's a couple key messages I would give my younger self. Stay in shape, get healthy coping mechanisms, and develop the habits I've developed now with my routines. It would have made me much further along today. Always consistently and actively build better and healthier habits. Life gets better and better with these small actions.
So by taking these proactive steps, you can build resilience and navigate the transitions of young adulthood with greater confidence and purpose.
Go out there with the knowledge you're gaining, whether it be through this podcast or reading books or life experience, be service to others. If you can focus on making the world a brighter place and making just your little part of it a little brighter and a little happier and being of service to other people, you'll find that some of the focus on your problems starts to decrease and dim a little bit. The more you can do that, the easier it becomes to get through this and the more you'll build your network.
Right. And maybe you will start looking at this as quarter life moments or quarter life events instead of quarter life crisis. So hopefully this helped you all with your quarter life crisis. Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.